These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm John, I'm 36, and I'm a marketing content editor from Peterborough.
I'm Pete, I'm 63, and I'm a retired civil servant from Oldham.
I'm Grace, I'm 22, and I'm a barmaid from Sidcup.
I'm Julie, I'm 42, and a sales manager from Glasgow.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's John. Welcome to the show, John. First up, looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good, from Peterborough?
From Peterborough, yeah.
Born and bred?
No, Coventry originally.
OK, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a senior content editor at a marketing agency.
Oh, what does that do?
that's writing content for brands that work with our agency.
And what do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I've got a 10-month-old daughter, so at the moment it's putting locks on kitchen cabinets and things like that. I'm a big football fan, Coventry City, as we've said. That's where I'm born.
Right.
So I try and support them. And not so long ago, we visited all 44 football stadiums in the top two divisions of English football for charity.
Right.
Within 48 hours.
Within 48 hours? Yeah. Goodness gracious, that's extraordinary. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, obviously, I'd spend a little bit on my daughter and a little bit on my wife as well. And also, I'd like to do some media training. I've got some ideas for perhaps launching a local newspaper or a local website for the community.
John, I wish you well. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Good luck, John. Your time starts now. What alternative name is commonly used in English for the Netherlands?
Holland.
Correct. In what film does Tom Hanks say, "Mama always had a way of explaining things"?
Forrest Gump.
Correct. Which American writer created the character Arthur Boo Radley?
Pass.
Harper Lee. Which No Doubt singer featured on the Pharrell hit, "Can I Have It Like That"?
Gwen Stefani.
Correct. If an item costs £100, what will it cost with a 10% discount?
£90.
Correct. Charlie Cox plays which Marvel superhero in a 2015 Netflix series?
Pass.
Daredevil. What word links a clearance in 10-pin bowling and a stoppage of work?
Strike.
Correct. What Shakespeare play is about a North African in the service of Venice?
Merchant of Venice.
Othello. According to one of Kepler's laws, planets speed up as they approach what object?
Pass.
The sun. Which singer released the 60s album Everything's Coming Up Dusty?
Dusty Springfield.
Correct. Plaque can refer to cholesterol deposits in... No time to get there for you, John. Not a bad start at all. £6,000. Happy with that?
Yeah, that's OK.
I should say so. However, time to face a chaser. Maybe make some more. But who will you be up against today? Will it be the governess? If she was Minnie Mouse, Mickey would have thrown himself on a trap. Perhaps it's the Beast, so big he needs two watches, one for each time zone. Could it be Jenny the Vixen Ryan, the Bolton bombshell, who's going to make a big hole in your finances? Although, what about the Dark Destroyer? Could you be playing him? So dull, he reads party election manifestos. Or maybe it's the Cineman. He's got a triple-A rating. He's annoying, aggravating, and about to catch you. Who do you want to take on?
I'd quite like to face Paul. Please.
Really? Why is
that? I don't think he's that annoying. He's quite a nice guy, you know, and he wears a sort of similar jackets to me as well.
I think you look really nicely turned
Thank
out.
Thank you very much.
It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, there you are. Your wish is our command. It is the Cineman himself with sarcasm in the suit. It's the Doctor in stand-up comedy. It is Paul Sinner.
Hello, John.
Hello, Paul.
Pleasure to meet you. I've been a big fan of yours on Have I Got News For You for quite a long time.
Thank you.
And a decent performance there. Not an amazing performance. And I predict you're going to go for the middle offer as your ambitions don't seem that extravagant.
All right, let's have a look. Put some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser. There you are with £6,000. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step close to home, chaser will offer you.
Not a hope, I don't think, that you'll take this. £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Have I judged you wrong? Are you brave enough to take this? £36,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Julie.
I think you are brave enough to take that, John. I think that was a really strong start. So take the 36,000, you're good enough for it.
Grace.
The 36 is a lot of money, but if, you know, if you feel that nerves are getting the better of you, then stick with the 6, you know, it's enough money.
Thank you. Pete.
Again, John, I think you've got absolutely the ability to go for the 36, but it's a team game. We want 4 of us back here. So I think I would go for the 6,000, get us all back here.
Thank you very much, team. 1, 6, 36 grand. John, what'll it be?
I'm going to go for the 6,000, thank you.
6 it is. Chaser?
Yeah, I think that's the sensible option. He wants to start a local news service in Peterborough, not Sky Sports 6. And I think £6,000 will do nicely.
John, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these counties is furthest south? A, West Midlands. B, West Yorkshire. C, West Sussex. You've put West Sussex.
Yeah, I think that's fairly obvious, isn't
it?
Yeah. I hope so.
Correct answer is... Yes, of course. Step closer to home. Chase has put... West Sussex, yeah.
Got a smug-looking 8-year-olds at home watching the show going, I knew that one.
Here's your next question. Charlton Heston, Eric Banner and Ray Winston have all played which king? A, Richard I. B, Henry VIII. C, Charles II. You've put... Henry VIII. Yeah.
I know Ray Winston certainly has.
Yeah.
There was a programme 2 or 3 years ago. Yes, the other two might have done.
Yeah, I remember that. It's called Shake Their Heads Off. You've put Henry VIII. Correct answer is... Henry VIII it is. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right also with Henry VIII. Here's your next question. The bony labyrinth is in what part of the ear? A, outer ear. B, middle ear. C, inner ear. You've put inner ear.
Yeah, labyrinth sort of sounds a bit mazy, doesn't it? Mm. There's lots of little bits going on inside the ear.
Correct answer is... Well played, step close to home. Inner ear is right. Chase has put... Goes also with inner ear, no problem at all. Should do, he's a doctor.
Well, the ear is not just for hearing. It plays a big role in our sense of balance. And when you get infections of the labyrinth, what's known as labyrinthitis, you often feel rather dizzy and unbalanced.
Right, thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these foods did not originate in the Americas? A, potatoes. B, sweet corn. C, carrots. You've put... carrots.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. They don't know that. Sound vaguely sort of... African or Asian or something. I don't really have... any clue at all, to be honest.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Carrots is correct. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right with the carrots. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's not potatoes. In between B and C, I had a feeling that Bugs Bunny used to get them imported in.
Here's the next question. One more and you're home. If you get this right, you'd have had 2 goes at 36 grand. Good luck. Here's your question. A ferredoxin is a protein containing small clusters of what metal? A, iron, B, platinum, C, tin. And you have put... You've put iron.
Iron, yeah. Best thing about it was that Paul obviously knew it and had this sneer on his face when it came up.
Wasn't so much a sneer as a sigh.
As a sigh of despair is the fact that he thinks it's a rather easy question that you will get.
Oh, well, I apologise for that.
What made you put iron?
It's ferrous, that's Latin.
That'd have done it. That'd have given him the sneer on the face. There's no question about that. Iron, ferrous, OK. 6 grand, here you go. 6 grand to go through. Correct answer is... Of course it's iron, yes, of course it is, yes.
Yeah, we haven't had the hardest questions thus far, and so it remains to be seen how John will deal with the hardest questions in the final chase. My prediction is he'll need help and won't be able to do it on his own, but he's a good player.
John, you're through to the final chase. Well done. Congratulations.
Right. Thanks very much.
Good for you, mate. Well done. Excellent stuff. All right, it's a good start for the team. And rather dapper he is too.
Very dapper, and I like the cut of the jib of this team. Mm. I think they're all going to work with each other and all go for middle offers and try and form a more than the sum of their parts in that final chase.
Perfect. And next to face the chaser, it's Pete. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thank you, man.
Looking forward to it?
Yes, very much.
Are you a quizzer?
Not really.
What are you doing here?
I like the show. I think my general knowledge is fairly good.
What would you say your specialist subject is?
Well, I'm doing a degree at the moment since I retired.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah. And I've been concentrating mainly on European history.
Right.
Degree so far.
Good for you. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, we're having our kitchen redone, actually converting a conservatory into a kitchen.
Ah.
So, win some money, it'll be a better kitchen.
Perfect. All right, good for you. Pete, let's get your kitchen sorted out, shall we?
Yep.
I wish you well. Your time starts now. James Ellroy's novel, L.A. Confidential, centres on three cops in what city?
Los Angeles.
Correct. What rodent is commonly used to describe a timid or retiring person?
Mouse.
Correct. Malibu Stacy is a collectible doll that features in what cartoon series?
Pass.
The Simpsons. In a list of US senators, the letter D after a name represents what party?
Democrat.
Correct. A more common name for the compound calcium hydroxide is slaked what?
Lime.
Correct. Anthony Babington tried to put which queen on the English throne?
Mary Queen of Scots.
Correct. In the title of a Tennessee Williams play, what mode of transport is desire?
Streetcar.
Correct. Forever Love and Freedom were solo hits for members of what boy band?
No idea.
Take that. In the name of the military decoration, the CGC, what does the G stand for?
George.
Gallantry. What aquatic mammal gives its name to a thick moustache with drooping ends?
A walrus.
Correct. Which British golfer won his first Open Championship in 1987?
Sandy Lyle?
Nope. Nick Faldo. Pete, $7,000. Another good player. Yeah, happy with that. Excellent. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Pete.
Hi, Paul.
I'm a good judge of character. I said I like the look of this team, and you proved me right there. Very good answers. I suspect you're the only one of this four that knows about the Babington plot. And not only that, but you hit the post a few times. And actually, I'm more impressed that you said Sandy Lyle than I would have been if you got it right in a funny way, because it means you knew that Sandy Lyle won an Open, 85, not 87.
Right.
So, very impressed.
Yeah, indeed. Let's put some money on the table, three steps ahead of the chaser. There you are. £7,000 if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you.
You've earned a rare, generous lower offer, £2,000.
Thank you. That is generous from seven, however. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£47,000.
Have a chat with your team. Thank you. Julie.
Pete, that was an excellent start. Really confident. I think you're definitely good enough to go for the £47,000. Go for it.
Grace.
Thanks, Julie.
You are more than capable of taking home the big money. You're incredibly intelligent. But again, go with what you're comfortable. £7,000 is fine.
John.
£7,000 would be a very acceptable amount for you to go for. But if you're confident for going for the £47,000, I think you can actually do it. You did really well on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
OK, we have £47,000 or £47,000. Pete, what'll it be?
The 47 is really, really tempting. There's no way I'd look at the two. You're only here once. I'll go for the 47.
Good man. 47 it is. Put it up. Let's go. Pete, well done. Good for you, mate. Chaser?
All right, if this doesn't sound too weird, I wish you luck, Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I want to get rid of you, but I wish you luck because your bravery deserves reward.
Absolutely, it does. Pete, for £47,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate.
Thanks.
Here's your question. Which of these composers was not a student of Antonio Salieri? A. Beethoven. B. Holst. C. Schubert. You've put Holst.
I was fairly certain Beethoven was, but the other two, not sure.
Correct answer is... That's a great answer. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Yeah, tough old question. Well played.
Actually, not as tough as it looks. Salieri is most famous for having been the deadly rival of Mozart. And Mozart lived from 1756 to 1791. So you're looking for somebody who would have lived a little bit later than that. Gustav Holst died over a century later. and was actually, despite his name, born in Cheltenham, I think, in Britain.
Thank you very much.
So, actually, if you knew a bit about classical music, it was quite a straightforward question.
Here's your next question. A question asked or by a barrister in court that is framed to suggest a particular answer is called what? A, leading question. B, guiding question. C, controlling question. You've put leading question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct answer is? It is indeed. Well placed, up close to home. Chase has put. Easy enough, pretty easy, no problem at all. Here's your next question. Roy Hodgson left what club to become England football manager? A, Aston Villa. B, West Bromwich Albion. C, Coventry City. All right, I saw the Cineman glance over to our Coventry City fan there, John, to see if he was giving anything away. You've put West Bromwich Albion. Yeah. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct answer is... It is West Brom, well placed, step closer to home. I have a funny feeling that Chaser has got this wrong. Chaser has put... And does goes wrong with Coventry City.
I just couldn't remember it, and I thought I saw a little smile go across the face of John there.
Thank you, John.
Perhaps he was knew what I was doing.
Here we go. Here's your next question. Which of these was introduced in the UK the earliest? A, National Curriculum. B, National Health Service. C, National Trust. You've put... National Trust. Happy with that?
Yeah, the National Curriculum was the 1980s, the National Health Service was 1948, National Trust, I think, was before the war.
Correct answer is... Little bit of history, AP. That's the way you go, mate. Step close to home. Well done. National Trust it is. Chase has put. Yeah, no problem for the chaser as well. Three behind, two from home. We're all 47K.
I think it was about the 1890s. A woman called Octavia Hill founded it.
Thank you. Here's the next question. On hearing about whose engagement did Hitchcock allegedly say he was happy she had found herself such a good part? A, Tippi Hedren. B, Grace Kelly. C, Ingrid Bergman. You've put Grace Kelly.
Very good part, considering who she married.
Yes. Correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home. That was indeed Grace Kelly. Well played. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with Grace Kelly. Remains the three behind, one from home.
Please rule there. Prince Radio of Monaco.
Here you go. One more and we're home and dry. Here's the next question. Mexican jumping beans jump because what creature is moving inside them? A, caterpillar. B, beetle. C, wasp. You've put caterpillar.
Something at the back of my mind just said caterpillar before they came up.
Are you sure? I always thought it was a beetle. A caterpillar don't really jump about, though, does it?
They move about.
Yeah, but not very quickly. To go through with 47 grand, correct answer is... Very good. I'd have put my house on it being a beetle.
I'm very, very impressed. Obviously, I'm desperate to get rid of you. At the same time, the people watching the show now are delighted that you're back in the final, Chase, because they like to see a bold, adventurous player be rewarded, and that's exactly what's happened. So I'll see you in about 20 minutes or so.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Pete, well played, mate. You're through to the final, Chase. Absolutely cracking that, mate. Cracking. Absolutely tremendous performance, Pete. Really good, nice and confident. And 53 grand. Now then.
I bet Julie and Grace can't quite believe their luck today. It remains to be seen what happens when Julie and Grace come up, but when they're all playing for £45,000 in the final chase, it's going to be quite exciting.
Unnecessary. The girls won't take away, will you?
No.
See, Julie hasn't said a word. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Grace. Welcome to the show, Grace.
Thank you, Bradley.
You are from Sidcup.
Yes.
In Kent.
Yes.
Okay, what do you do, darling?
I'm a barmaid.
Okay, yeah. Barmaid. Are you saving up for something? You doing bar work?
Yeah, I'm saving up for a master's. So
in barmaidery?
No, it's actually in acting. I've got a degree in drama.
Degree in drama. Yeah.
That was 3 years, and now I'm going off to do an acting master's.
And where did you get your degree in drama?
Loughborough University.
Wow. And if you want some money, what would you do with it?
Put it towards the master's.
Okay.
It's very expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
And where would you do your master's?
Arts Educational London.
Good for you. I wish you well. Grace, your time starts now. A public collection point for recycling glass is a bottle what?
Bank.
Correct. Which entrepreneur sold his Virgin Mobile service in 2006?
Richard Branson.
Correct. The Apollo spacecraft called a CSM is a command and service what?
Machine.
Module. Jockey Leighton Aspel won what race for the second consecutive time in 2015?
Grand National.
Correct. Which Star Wars actress is the daughter of Debbie Reynolds?
Pass.
Carrie Fisher. What piece by Bach was famously used to advertise Hamlet cigars?
Pass.
Air on a G-string. The two athletics field events that require netting are the discus and what?
Pass.
Hammer.
Ugh.
What Martin Scorsese film has a voiceover narration by Ray Liotta?
Oh, no, when you say it, pass.
Goodfellas.
Of course it was.
The name of what type of wheat comes from the Latin for hard?
Wheat.
Durham.
What?
What Great Expectations character?
Oh, I would have known that. I bet it was Miss Havisham. Was it? Yeah! Oh. Sorry.
Well, you know what, Grace? It wasn't amazing. But 3,000.
There you go.
It's time to face the chaser.
Hello, Grace.
Hello, Paul.
Well, for obvious reasons, you're my favourite one so far. Those two have been really good. You completely disintegrated. and I'm rather hoping you'll continue to do so.
You're not going to be lucky today, I'm afraid.
Good for you, mate. Let's put some money on the table. £3,000 if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you.
Here's your opportunity to be Grace under fire. -£3,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Well, Pete and John didn't get a single one wrong between them. Could this be your day as well? £33,000.
Have a chat with your team. Julie.
Grace, we've got a fantastic pot here already. Play it safe. We really need your youth knowledge. Take the lower offer.
Pete.
My advice would be to go for the £3,000. If you want to go for the -3, as Julie said, we need you back here. The stuff that we don't know that you'll be much better than us on.
John.
Yeah, I think you should stick with the 3,000. You know a lot more about things that we don't know about. We need your knowledge and, dare I say, your looks as well back here.
What a smoothie.
Pull yourself together, lad. Right, -3, 3,000, 33,000. Grace, what are you thinking?
It is a team effort, and I do want to be there for my team, and I do feel, and I feel like I need to contribute. But I think it's wiser to go for the -3, so I think I'll go for -3.
-3. Pete, happy?
Yeah.
Team?
I'm
yeah, OK.
So sorry.
All right. -3 it is, Chaser.
Well, I was trying to talk you out of the lower offer, but actually, I think you're doing the right thing.
Let's do it. Grace, for -£3,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In 2006, which comedian's self-titled podcast entered Guinness World Records for the most downloads? A. Ricky Gervais. B. Jimmy Carr. C. David Mitchell. You've put Ricky Gervais. It's got to be, hasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I'm quite confident with
was
that.
Was that with Stephen and Carl Pilkington?
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I remember the cartoons.
Correct answer is. Well played, Ricky Gervais it is. Step closer to home, chaser's put. Goes right with Ricky Gervais.
I think you're right, but he's the only massively international star out of the three, which is why it would fit that particular question.
Got you. Here's your next question. Which of these colours does not appear on the flag of Wales? A, red. B, white. C, blue. You've put blue.
Should have gone for £3,000, really, shouldn't I? Steady.
Early days, early days.
Correct answer is... It is glue, correct. Well placed, up close to home. Chase has put. Goes right with the blue also, no problem at all. Here's your next question. Who did the title character marry in the last ever episode of the sitcom Miranda? A, Gary, B, Barry, C, Larry. You've put Gary.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Miranda.
Correct answer is... It is Gary, step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Gary, remains the four behind, one from home. Here's your next question. The first woman to win the Nobel Prize in Medicine did so in what year? A, 1907, B, 1927, C, 1947. You've put 1927.
I'm not confident. The only one I can think of is Florence Nightingale. I don't know if that's the right one or if it's the first one or what year it was.
Okay.
Not sure.
Yeah, well, correct answer is to go through with minus 3,000. It's actually 1947. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here he comes. Goes right before 47. Moves to within three, one from home.
That's a question I wish had come up when I was playing Pete rather than when I'm miles behind against you, Grace. That is a specialist subject of mine. Gertie Corrie. She shared it with her husband in 1947. And in 1983, Barbara McClintock of America became the first woman to win it on her own.
Thank you.
That was miles away.
Here's your next question. The Winchester Club featured in what TV series? A, Minder. B, Spender. C, Wallander. You've put Minder.
Absolutely no clue. Minder, I don't know why, I just thought, just guess. I just went for a guess.
To go through minus 3,000, correct answer is... The Winchester Club. Downstairs. It was a downstairs club, basement club, owned by the barman, Dave.
Dave. What can I say? It's not my day at the moment. You played... I mean, you could... Yeah, you could have gone middle, but I actually think, tactically speaking, you did the right thing. Yeah. Not going to say the same to you, Julie, but I think, tactically speaking, you probably did the right thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you did. I thought you were worth £3,000 all day long. I thought you could have gone for it, but there you are.
Thank you, Bradley.
So you're welcome.
Cheers.
You're through
Thank
to
you
the final
much.
Chase. Well Thank done, Grace. You. Congratulations. Very good indeed. Yes, they're all chuffed, that's for sure. Now then, Julie is up after the break in seat four. What is going to happen? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up is Julie. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you.
From Glasgow.
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
Sales manager.
In what sort of industry?
Pensions and investments, really, mostly, yeah.
Fair enough. And what do you do to relax?
I'm an avid biker, so motorbikes and
right.
also mountain bikes.
OK. Have you got your own bike?
Yep, we've got a Honda TT Legends Fireblades. It's quite a special bike. I absolutely love it.
Where do you ride that? Just you take that out to the countryside?
All over Scotland. I've been all over Europe, been to Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Austria, all over the place, Luxembourg, Germany. I've taken up the Autobahn. It's fantastic,
right.
really good.
I bet. What's the fastest you've ever been on it?
On the Autobahn, about 180.
That is,
it was fast.
That is quick. All right, well, look, if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
We've got a little VW transporter, so we want to convert it into a camper van for going away for weekends with the mountain bikes and the dog.
Sure, why not do that? Yeah, absolutely. OK, Julia, how long have you had it?
Oh, about a year and a half.
Right, a bit of conversion, that'd be great. Good luck with that. Your time starts now. Eton and Harrow play an annual match at Lords in what sport?
Cricket.
Correct. Amigo means friend in Spanish and what other European language?
Spanish.
Portuguese. Which woman wrote the TV series The Governor and the Commander?
Linda LaPlante.
Correct. How many kings are there on the board at the start of a chess game?
Two.
Correct. What surname links chart-topping singers called Jimmy, Paul and Will?
Young.
Correct. The Greek goddess Themis planned what war with Zeus to solve overpopulation?
No idea.
Trojan. Return of the Seven was a sequel to what classic Western film?
Don't know.
The Magnificent Seven. The Enigma is the subtitle of an Andrew Hodges book about which mathematician?
Pythagoras.
Alan Turing. The man-made world islands are in which of the United Arab Emirates?
Dubai.
Correct. Complete the phrase meaning all over the place, uphill and down.
Hill.
Correct. Very good, Julie. £6,000. Excellent.
That's
good. No, it's really good. Right, let's get to the table, see what the offers are. Which way will we go? Ready? Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Julie.
Hi, Paul.
Welcome to the game. It's been a long wait for you.
It has.
This is about to get very, very interesting.
Let's put some money on the table, and you have £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
Well, here's the dramatic offer. Minus £10,000.
Right. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
If you take this, bring this back, and you all win, this will be the highest ever win in the history of a normal version of the chase.
£50,000. Wow.
100 grand, 25 grand net each. How about that? OK, have a chat with your team. Grace.
It's a lot of money, but equally, don't go for the 10 grand, cos that's insulting. But I think £6,000 is perfect. Well,
Pete.
I think you're capable of going for the 50. But as I said to Grace, we need the four of us back. Go for the 6,000.
John.
I got 6,000. I think you can get 6,000. I think you should go for 6,000.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now then, Julie, here's the rub. 10 each, 14 each, 25 each.
I'm going to go for the 6. That's what I've earned.
You're going to go for the 6?
Yep.
6 it is. How about that?
I thought she'd go 6. Do you know why? She's come on the show because she thinks she's clever. She's not going to turn down an opportunity to show that cleverness. So I thought she'd go for the middle offer. If you get back, it could well be that you could have all taken the higher offer.
Wow. Here we go. Julie, for 6 grand, the chase is on. Interesting stuff. OK, here we go. Good luck to you, Julie. Here's your first question. Which of these bands was not formed in Sheffield? A, Pulp. B, the Human League. C, Soft Cell. You've put Soft Cell.
Well, I knew the Human League definitely was, and I think Jarvis Cocker's from up that way.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Soft Cell is right. Chase has put. Goes also with a Soft Cell. Very good. Here's your next question. What is the national fruit of India? A, mango. B, guava. C, pineapple. You've put mango. Got to be, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Correct answer is... It is. Well played. Step close to home. Mango's right. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right with mango. Had to be, yeah. Here's the next question. Bruce Willis celebrated what birthday in 2015? A, 40th. B, 50th. C, 60th. You're kidding me? What sort of question's that? 40th? You've put 60th.
Yeah. I think it's got
all
to
day
be,
long, yeah. Correct definitely. Answer is. Yeah, 60th. Step close to home, well done. Chase has put. Goes right also with 60th.
I was thinking maybe 40th, but that would have made him 13 in Die Hard.
Yes.
Seems quite unlikely.
Here's the next question. In which of these countries would you drive on the right? A, Thailand. B, Japan. C, Taiwan. You've put Japan.
Yeah, I was thinking that Thailand and Taiwan probably had more of a Western influence in the past, and Japan didn't, so that might be why they might drive the same side as us.
Correct answer is... Bad luck, Taiwan. Nice logic. See where you're going there. However, it's Taiwan's the right answer. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Taiwan.
I didn't know. I just went for Taiwan. Actually, as the place that possibly had the least Western influence over its culture.
Here's next question. Foul Martin is another name for which animal? A, polecat. B, badger. C, wolverine. Great press, well played. Right, you've put polecat.
Looks a bit like one of those long, not a house martin, but one of those long kind of
stoat.
Ferret things.
Ferret, yeah. Correct answer is? Well played, step close home. Polecat is right. Chaser has put. Goes wrong with badger.
I think it's the word fulmar. Comes from Foul Martin, and I knew that Fulmar, I'd heard it as being an old name for one of the animals. Well, I just picked the wrong one out of A and B.
Here you go. We're three ahead. You're one from home. Get this right, you could have, well, two goes at 50 grand.
Mm.
Here's your next question. Which of these sports does not require the services of a greenkeeper? A, golf. B, bowls. C, show jumping. That's the way you like them to fall. I like them to fall like that. That's the way you want to fall like that. You've put show jumping. What do you think?
Absolutely has to be. Golf and bowls are both played on grass, so they must need a greenkeeper.
Right. Show jumping you've put to go through with 6 grand. Ready?
Yep.
Correct answer is? Well played. Very good. Very good, Julie. Well played, you. Brilliant. Pleasure.
Yeah, a lot of congratulations are due to you, Julie, because I think there was a logic to taking that negative offer. This is a team of nice players who've come to play the game are now, thanks to Pete, strong favourites to win an awful lot of money.
Julie, well played you. All right, you're through to the final chase.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. So, there we are. Folks, we have a full house and there is £56,000 in the prize fund. 14 grand each, of course. Where else will you see prize money like that at a time like this? Don't go away. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. The entire team have made it through to the final chase, folks. Yes, a full house with £56,000. Pounds, 14 grand each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set A. Set A, thank you very much, John. That means, of course, the Cineman gets set B. Right, gang, four of you have made it through to the final. That means you've got a four-step head start on the chaser. There it is. That's a massive advantage. You've got to make that pay. Let's set a really big target. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I wish you luck, team. Your time starts now. Complete the name of the cocktail, Long Island Iced what?
Grace.
Tea.
Correct. Jo Joyner plays Tanya in what TV soap?
Julie.
EastEnders.
It's a wrong person answer. In literature, what is the exact opposite of a prologue?
Pete.
Epilogue.
Correct. Freddie Roach is a famous trainer in what sport?
John.
Boxing.
Correct. What's the most populous city in Romania?
Pete.
Bucharest.
Correct. Full on Fox was the name of what TV puppet's 2015 tour?
Pete.
Buffer Brush.
Correct. The lead in pencils is a form of what element?
Heat.
Graphite.
Carbon. Britain's Bill of Rights was passed in what century?
Julie.
10th.
17th. Lungs have a large surface area for the uptake of what gas?
Heat.
Oxygen.
Correct. What country won the most gold at the 2014 Winter Olympics?
Grace.
Oh. Canada.
Russia. Who plays the title role in the TV comedy series Pompidou?
Heat.
Pass.
Matt Lucas. Mung beans originated on what continent?
Heat.
Asia.
Correct. In 95, Michael Portillo became Secretary of State for what?
John.
Justice.
Defence. Oliver Reed first played Athos in what 1973 film?
Heat.
Three Musketeers.
Correct. What band had a 2001 number one album with Amnesiac?
Grace.
Pass.
Radiohead. What former train operator was known by the initials BR?
Heat.
British Rail.
Correct. Who famously said, "Honey, I forgot to duck after being shot"?
Julie.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan. In what country was the footballer Diego Costa born?
John.
Spain.
Brazil. Onken Biopot is a brand of what dairy product?
Heat.
Yogurt.
Correct. A painting by Monet gave its name to what art movement?
Heat.
Impressionism.
Correct. Who wrote the recipe book Nigella Express?
Heat.
Nigella Lawson.
Correct. What EU country has the internet domain name .cy?
Heat.
Czechoslovakia.
Cyprus. Which American wrote the novel Tortilla Flat?
Heat.
John Steinbeck.
Correct. The seven arm is a species of what marine creature?
Dealing.
Octopus.
Correct.
Yes.
It's a 18. It's good. We'll need some pushbacks.
Yes. Yeah.
Time to bring back the chaser. I was expecting more.
I have a feeling that you might be slightly disappointed by that score. I wouldn't be. I thought that was actually a good performance. It's a good score. This is what the game is about, isn't it? Good
yep.
team, good score. Let's play.
Let's play indeed. Remember, if the Cineman gets a question wrong and the team get it right, they push him back one step. Here we go, folks. For £56,000, it is time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. How many wonders of the ancient world were there? Correct. What's the first name of the mother of tennis player Jamie Murray?
Judy.
Correct. The Gold Coast in Australia is on what ocean?
The Pacific.
Correct. Paradiso is the third and final part of what medieval work?
Divine Comedy.
Correct. The Zutalo is a phrase in what language?
French.
Correct. RHCP is an abbreviation for what American rock band?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct. What Russian jewellery company made the winter egg?
Fabergé.
Correct. Who played Bill Hader in the film Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy?
Gary Oldman.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
You could be Benedict Cumberbatch, or I haven't seen it, but I know who's in it. Benedict Cumberbatch. Colin Firth, he might be in it. Yeah, he is. And Tom Hardy are the ones that I remember. Who looks more like a Bill? Tom Hardy, probably. Tom Hardy looks more like a Bill.
Yep. OK, we've got
that. I think,
yeah. Tom Hardy.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Colin Firth.
Sorry.
11 required. Here we go. 1 minute and 23 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. A merman has a man's body and the tail of what creature?
A fish.
Correct. Bishop Len Brennan was a character in what 90s sitcom?
Father Ted.
Correct. The first Tupperware home party took place in what decade?
1950s.
Correct. A devil's dozen has how many more than a dozen?
One.
Correct. What German car company owns both Bentley and Bugatti?
Mercedes.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go.
BMW, I think.
BMW?
Is wrong. It's a Volkswagen.
Oh,
7 required, 58 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. Who had a hit single in 1992 with Erotica?
Madonna.
Correct. Who was the first Roman emperor to be assassinated?
Julius Caesar.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Could be Augustus Caesar. Do you want to go with Caligula or with
now, I need an answer, please.
Caligula.
Is correct. We pushed the chaser back. 7 required. Well played. Right now, then. Your time starts again now. In the phrase, to divvy up, divvy is slang for what word?
Divide.
Correct. One diamond, one quarter make how many US cents?
35.
Correct. A raven called Grip was the pet of which Victorian novelist?
Charles Dickens.
Correct. In London Transport, what does the D stand for in DLR?
Docklands.
Correct. Strombolian and Plinian are types of what volcanic event?
Eruption.
Correct. What musical instrument is played by the Queen's Piper?
Bagpipes.
Correct. Argentina has its winter solstice in what month?
June.
Correct. Oh. Well, let me tell you, caught with 11 seconds remaining and 3 opportunities to push back, 1 executed, those other 2 would have done us. Bad luck, team. Bad luck. Grace, please don't look so disappointed.
Oh, gutted. I'm absolutely gutted. I've had a great day, though.
I hope you've had a great day. I thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. You're a very, very good team. However, I have to take away the £56,000 and tell you that Julie, Grace, Pete and John, you have been caught. And for you, the chase is finally over. Chaser.
In the end, it all came down to one thing. It just came down to I have a little bit more experience than you of quizzing under this sort of pressure. And that was it, really. Unlucky and very well played.
There you are. It's the difference between going home with £14,000 each or going home empty-handed. Could you take money from a chaser? Come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Potato.
Could you outrun a chaser? The new Chase quiz book containing 2,000 questions from the show is out now and available from bookshops.